Welcome back, Thomas.
I'm Calm, professional female, and in this course we'll explore Atomic Mind by Armstrong Ease Prophet, a book concerned with how small, repeated choices may influence the way we think, behave, and care for our overall well-being. The phrase atomic mind invites us to look closely at the smallest units of personal change. Major transformations often attract our attention, but everyday life is usually shaped more quietly by the thought we rehearse, the action we repeat, the environment we accept, and the response that gradually becomes automatic. A single choice can seem insignificant. Repeated consistently, however, it may become part of a habit, and eventually part of how we understand ourselves. This overview will focus on the book's broad intersection of neuroscience, habit formation, and personal development. Along the way, we'll consider how patterns become established, why good intentions do not always lead to lasting behavior, and how practical adjustments can make constructive choices easier to repeat. We'll also keep an important distinction in view. Learning how habits work is not simply about maximizing productivity. It can be about directing attention more deliberately, supporting mental and physical health, and building a life that reflects what genuinely matters. Because ideas about small habits appear throughout modern self-improvement writing, it is helpful to listen for what this particular book emphasizes. Rather than treating the mind as something changed by one burst of motivation, we can approach it as a living system influenced by repetition, cues, rewards, surroundings, and self-perception. That perspective replaces dramatic promises with a more grounded question. What conditions help useful patterns endure? As you listen, you might choose one familiar routine as a reference point. It could involve sleep, movement, concentration, reading, or the way you begin your morning. There is no need to change it immediately. Simply consider what prompts it, what keeps it going, and what need it may be serving. Sometimes observation is the first meaningful intervention. So let's begin with the central possibility behind Atomic Mind. If repeated actions can quietly shape our inner world, what is the smallest intentional change capable of moving that world in a better direction?